Welcome back to Bachelor Buzz, the best place to come for recaps on your favorite show and the latest in Bachelor Nation news. We're your hosts, Arena
and Julia, and we're really happy to announce that we have a guest speaker today, my dear friend Natalie. Of more than 12 years, our friendship has lasted. Natalie is 32. She lives in central PA, right outside of the capital of Harrisburg. She lives with her husband and her three cats, and she is expecting her first baby, a little boy, at the end of April, who I'm really excited about because now my little boy will have another little boy bestie. Yay! So welcome, Natalie.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and chat with you guys.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you. Some of her little hobbies and interests are she loves gardening and she loves reality TV. Now, she is not a Bachelor watcher of this season. You know about Bachelor, right, Natalie? What other shows are you interested in?
Yeah, so I'm definitely a Vanderpump girl. I'm really excited for their new show that they have coming out. So definitely was following like all of that drama. I've been watching Love and Hip Hop for years. So I like all of that. Definitely, I've been into Zeus Network too the last few years. So I don't know how familiar your listeners are with that. It's kind of a newer network, but it's kind of like BET, like fully without rules, you know, almost like an HBO kind of like level, very like adult content. But it's like Bad Girls Club. There's some dating shows on it. And if you remember, like I Love New York from like Flavor Flav, like she's on there. And it's a lot of Love and Hip Hop people too. So if you like Love and Hip Hop, there's a lot of fun crossover from that. And Nick Cannon's Wild and Out. So he's on there now too. And he has like a show. Yeah. So it's a lot of it. A lot of it's kind of ratchet content, maybe, but it's all in good fun. You know, my husband love to watch it together. We actually watch it together. So that's probably
so fun.
In my top things.
Yeah. So Natalie has joined us today to take a deep dive into the star signs and the astrology aspect of the final three, Daisy, Kelsey, and Rachel. And I guess maybe we could chat a little bit. Why do you like astrology so much, Natalie? And how did you get into it? How did you do it?
So I went my whole life like not being into it at all, and kind of growing up in a religious family, the perspective was like, this is all kind of bullshit, you know, it's not real and everything. But it was, I guess, like 7-8 years ago now, I guess I kind of became friends with like a new community of people that were like very involved in it and kind of educated me. I didn't know anything about astrology or tarot reading or anything. And it really changed my life, honestly, in a lot of ways in terms of like opening up a lot of greater understanding about myself and why I seek out certain relationships, love relationships, and even friendships where conflicts can arise. The more you get into it, you really just can't deny that the reality of these connections and these patterns of behavior. I mean, astrology has been around for so, so long. It's been guiding how people think and look at themselves and their relationships for like millennia. So it's like there obviously is some degree of truth to it. Like those of us who are interested in it, it's not just like for no reason. Like if you really dig into,
it's not just like a trend right now.
No. Like it, you know, I know it's like funny to make fun of it. And it's definitely not something that people should just write off their personality traits of like, oh, I'm just like this because I'm an Aries or because whatever. Right. So I definitely get like laughing at it, you know, to that extent for those perspectives. But it really is like when you dig into your birth chart more, it's the accuracies are like scary. I mean, you can't even deny it. So it really like there's no negative about it. It just helps you understand yourself a lot more. I feel like I understand myself better and like how I interact with people.
Wow, that's cool.
We're really like excited to have you on here, like Julia was saying, because I was telling her before, like in terms of astrology, I feel like you just said, that there are personality traits of ours that can relate to what that sign is. And like, I'm a Gemini and I definitely think there's things about me that match a typical Gemini, but then there's aspects of Geminis and I'm like, well, that's not really me. But I think there is some truth in how we do connect with people and seek out certain people for these relationships, and that it can not be 100% a determining factor if whether it's going to work out or not, because obviously the individual is a big part of that. But I think there's something to it, like maybe there's a reason why you're clashing, maybe there's a reason why you have these issues come up. So it's exciting to see what you think based on this and where these women are going to fall and what actually happens and if that means anything too, like, I don't know, long term for these couples.
And I think what you said was so important about it, just like how you maybe fit some things and not others. I think that's important when we talk about this, because we're really just talking about the sun sign. So there may be cases with all of these women, as we talk about these signs, where people are like, oh, but that doesn't necessarily fit me, or, you know, whatever. It's definitely not a blanket fit, like, for anybody. But still, I think there's those overall tendencies, and it's still fun to speculate.
Yes. And you mentioned how we're only talking about the sun sign as opposed to like the moon sign, right?
Yes.
So that is so that our viewers know, that is because we could not, shockingly, get the birth times of these women. You know, A, we probably couldn't get all three. You know, maybe we get one, but all three. But we were also just kind of like, you know, we're a new podcast. We don't want to push things, you know. We don't know if they would respond with that. But at the end of the day, like, I think that this is going to be so valuable. Because, you know, if I want to know my horoscope, I'm like, Alexa, what's my horoscope today?
Right.
Like, I go to the, like, most random, easiest path. Like, the path of least resistance. So I feel like, Natalie, you probably have like a better source, a better like background in knowing like what is actually an accurate reading versus not, you know? So that's why I'm excited to hear what you say. And then another thing I wanted to mention really quick is just like, I love that you mentioned that like people seek out, or like, why do I seek out these certain relationships? I think that's really interesting, because in The Bachelor, they're not really seeking him. They're not like, they don't know it's him. You know, right?
Okay.
Like they do, maybe they hear, oh, it's Joey, but like they're not signing up because they know it's him. So it's kind of just like the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
And then it's like who gravitates for him. I don't know. So I just think that's kind of interesting. So yeah, we're just really excited to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Delve into it.
Yeah.
So who should we start with, Arena?
Daisy.
Daisy, of course. Okay. We won't say why yet. So again, okay. Natalie doesn't really, she hasn't been following it, but she has looked into it.
Yeah.
Obviously she did the star sign analysis, but we will fill in the blanks at the end, and then we'll hear her prediction for the top two, who you think the top two will be. The winner and the runner up. Okay. Daisy, okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Daisy is September 8th, 1998.
Yeah, so Daisy is a Virgo like me, so she would be like, so immediately reading it, I was like, oh, she and I are probably similar, although they say like August versus September Virgos are drastically different. So like, I'm an August Virgo, my sister's a September Virgo. She's just way more tightly wound, and like all the aspects about being organized and just being a planner, not at all being spontaneous, that all kind of fits like the September Virgo. So that's where it's really interesting. Daisy is actually my pick for being who is probably least compatible with him. Because he is a Gemini. So he's a Gemini like you, Arena. So Geminis and Virgos are not super compatible. If you actually see them on the zodiac, they're kind of in opposition to each other. So they would just struggle a little bit more to like be on the same page. And I think, there's a couple things. One key thing is that we're both indecisive, like both signs, Geminis and Virgos, both tend to ruminate over decisions forever before finally making them. So obviously that could be a little bit frustrating in a relationship where two people are constantly going through not being able to make a decision. Virgos are also, you know, like we like to say, like we're not very spontaneous, we're not very carefree in that aspect of our personality anyway. Other signs that we have would hopefully help balance that out. But people who have a lot of Virgo placements tend to struggle with things not being organized or well planned. Gemini is very free spirited. I'm not to say that you guys, you know, aren't organized and don't have it together in any way, but a Gemini is much more likely to want to take a spontaneous trip, you know, want to not plan things and not maybe be so organized, and also change their mind about things. Us Virgos tend to not really like inconsistency at all, and Geminis can switch it up quite a bit. So because of all of that, I would say she's probably my bottom pick for who would be most compatible with him. She's probably a great girl, though. A Virgo.
Yeah.
But I don't see her being the most compatible one.
Right. Like this analysis, definitely nothing knocking anyone's character, but I think that's really interesting. Natalie, we're starting strong. This is so, did you see me and Arena? We're both like, oh,
I know.
We'll tell you why after. And
I was going to say, I'm like, am I close? Why. Like, I can't wait to like find out. Cause I did like high level research, but I don't know like actually how it's playing out.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Well, you want to do Rachel next?
Yeah, let's do Rachel.
Okay. So okay, Rachel is January 28th, 1997. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Rachel is an Aquarius. So she, I think, is my number two. It's actually pretty tight with her and Kelsey, which one I thought was better. I think she's going to be my number two, but she also has a pretty good chance of being pretty compatible with him. They're both air signs. So they have that in common, mm-hmm. tend to be driven by their mental desires and level of intellectualness that they have. Both are disruptors, not being afraid of change in the terms of kind of being the change and being the starter of that. Although Aquarians would tend to dig their heels in more. So they may not be as versatile as a Gemini, and that could potentially cause some dissent there. Aquarians can also be described as, like, my nephew Zane is an Aquarius, and I always describe him as being very quirky, very eccentric people. Mm-hmm. They can come off as a little shy initially, but once, like, you get to know them, they're definitely talkers, especially about things they care about. And Geminis are definitely talkers, so ultimately they could have that really good intellectual connection. But the Aquarians, like, maybe inability to be as malleable as the Gemini is, that could mm-hmm. potentially cause some issues. I also don't know how strong their sexual connection would be, at least off the bat. Theirs would definitely be more mental, I would think, than it would be physical. So just kind of being able to have that balance. I don't know, with her and him, how that really has played out, but mentally they should definitely be on par with one another. It's just, would she be able to keep his interest, I guess, someone as, versatile as the Gemini over time and kind of needing that excitement and that change. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the Aquarius would necessarily do that for him, but she'd certainly be more easygoing and going with the flow than the Virgo would be, like, definitely.
Very interesting. Wow. Once again, our faces lit up because we're just like, oh my God, this is so accurate. Like,
I can't wait to hear about it.
Awesome, Natalie. All right. Kelsey. Let's hear it. She is April 17th, 1998.
Okay, Kelsey is an Aries, so I can also relate to her a little bit. You're an Aries sun, and I'm an Aries moon, so Aries mm-hmm. does actually dictate a decent part of my personality, too. Cool. She is my top pick for, I think, who, as long as their relationship can get out of the initial, like, fast and bright phase, because they're definitely going to have a strong sexual connection and a strong mental connection, like, right off the bat. It would just be a matter of, especially for the Gemini man, is his attraction going to hold as long as hers will? The Aries female definitely, like, once she's into it and she's connected. She doesn't really need anybody else. The Gemini man can be very easily distractible or, change his mind. But the more dominant, intense personality type of the Aries would probably be a really good fit for him, would definitely excite him. Aries they're pretty motivated people. They're strong leaders. They're not afraid to say how they feel. And they're also a lot of fun. Like, Aries really know how to let loose and have fun. I know with my personality being primarily a Virgo, it's definitely my Aries moon that is, like, that helps me break out of my shell and be more spontaneous. That's definitely the Aries, like, coming out in me. So his Gemini sun should really respond really well to that. And mm-hmm. also, like I said, strong sexual connection with them probably too. They're probably, like, right off the bat be a very intense relationship. There probably would be a social couple, would be planning trips, doing fun things together. So I definitely see them having a lot of fun if they could make the relationship long lasting.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Claps for Natalie. That is so good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where to start? I'll talk about Kelsey. You talk about Rachel, and then I'll talk about Daisy together. Okay. All right. Kelsey, first off, spot on, Natalie.
Yes.
They are social. They are sexually compatible. If you listen to our last episode, viewers, final fantasy, what is it? The fantasy suite. What do we call it? Falling or the fantasy,
falling for,
right?
The fantasy.
That was our last episode. Okay. We literally, Arena literally said that Kelsey and Joey seem like newlyweds. Mm-hmm. Like that, boom, that spark, that, like, ooh, they're so cute. But, like, we were thinking, like, it's kind of like at the beginning of a relationship where it's, like, really, really strong, and we hope that it can turn into something long lasting, Mm-hmm. And then just, like, continuing what you said, like, the just, like, socialness and having fun. They are the one couple, I think, that's had a date. They've had two dates now, mm-hmm. where it's, like, them just walking around a city, doing fun stuff. All the other dates are like planned, set up by production, but their dates are just so chill and fun. So I think that was really spot on. So well done.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the Rachel one?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So with Rachel, definitely what you said made sense because they definitely click. And we saw that in the beginning of the season. We see that there is chemistry, but we don't see as much of that like sexual chemistry that we see with like Kelsey. Yeah. With Kelsey, it's like, you know, he's like really into her and they are.
He put her on a counter and made out with her. Like,
oh my gosh.
It was
an. Oh my word.
We're like, I think we had to change our rating to explicit for that.
Yes, we have. Because it got
we're like,
it got spicy.
Yeah, Joey. Okay.
But like with Rachel, it definitely does seem intellectual and they both have a chill vibe about them. I mean, he lived in Hawaii while and she's originally from Honolulu, Hawaii. And they have that kind of like, they are really compatible in that way and complement each other. And I feel like, I don't know. It's just, like you said, would that sign really hold the Gemini man? Like, and would it be as like something where he wouldn't want to move on or something? And like I said, this is nothing to the people.
Yeah.
Rachel's amazing. She was my favorite. But I honestly did not think she would be the one based on what we saw. And we also didn't see a lot of them.
Yeah. But like, Chill's not necessarily going to work for the Gemini man long term. He's definitely going to want more excitement. He's definitely, he's going to like that she's go with the flow, but that's not going to hold his interest long term. You know, they say like about Gemini men, like if they're done with the relationship, they're moving on that day. Like they're on Tinder or Bumble that evening,
on the ready Bachelor. To meet their next
person. The Bachelor. Right, exactly. So is he Italian too? Is he also Italian?
Yes.
I could talk about that also too. So that aspect of his personality, definitely too. Italian Gemini man, he's moving on. He wants excitement, like definitely. So I just, I was not feeling that she was the top choice for him.
Yeah. And like the last episode, again, they really talk about it where like she's, you know, in the top three, but she feels like she's not where the other two are. Mm-hmm. She feels she's playing catch up. And I think what you said is kind of true where it's like, I mean, it's not so much that she didn't hold his attention, but she kind of held back. And now we're at the point where, like, is she holding his attention?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of issue they're working through right now.
Yeah. And, you know, they're both air signs. So, like, typically your most compatible match is not typically the same sign as you or the same within the same house even. Because there's a lot more, like, yes, you're very similar, but one, there's a lot more opportunities to clash because of that similarity. And two, you also might be better as friends, especially in this situation where the sexual component's just not there. Yeah. There may be they're bonding really well as potential friends.
They they have banter, but it's like, but you know what though? This is interesting, Natalie. And we are going to put another episode about like kind of why production is not favoring Rachel's story. I don't know if you saw, but she is, what is the AAPI, right? Asian.
Yeah, her mom's
Pacific Islander.
Pacific Islander.
Yeah, dad is black.
She's tech black. Okay. So, like, she is a person of color, and Bachelor, the franchise, is not showing her story the same way. Like, Arena caught that there was a clip of them making out in a commercial, but at the episode, they didn't show it.
Didn't show it.
So. There may be more of a sexual component to them.
And
I think there must be because how could she get this far?
Yeah. Right?
But like what we've seen. Yeah. What we've seen and what you're saying. I mean, what you're saying though, I think still probably is true because the other girls are just like very, I don't know. But again, like we can only know what production shows us.
Right.
But
exactly.
What you're saying, like, I do think it might make sense if it is a little bit like how it's being portrayed. So I just wanted to say that.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's really interesting. That's important to keep in mind for sure. Yeah. That we're only seeing, and that's any reality show, right? If you're a fan of reality, you know that. Like just as people that aren't, that's always their thing to say, like, well, it's scripted or whatever. It's like, well, okay. To a certain extent, what they're showing is selective.
Yeah.
So you have to keep that in mind. But at the end of the day, like I said, they are still very compatible. They're definitely still very compatible. I just don't think in terms of long-term relationship that has every key component, that's going to be the satisfying one that makes it the long run.
Yeah. Okay, so Daisy. I mean, what you said about Daisy, honestly, so we've been struggling with Daisy, I think, because we feel it's hard to kind of place her personality. Like, one day she's super sweet. The next day she's kind of like make out with me,
spicy.
Joey.
And
like, yeah, a little yeah. spicy. Uh-huh.
And, like, forced. You know, like, in the last episode.
It seems a little forced. We're learning that she has some outside endeavors that make us question if she's there for the right reasons. He's really infatuated with her. Yes. So you said you thought she was the least compatible. Pretty mm-hmm. much everyone who's watching the show has pegged Daisy as the winner mm-hmm. because he seems really into her and production is pushing her story really hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but now I think like your analysis of her star sign gives us like another piece to that, like an objective yeah. component. Mm-hmm. So like, it's really interesting to hear that you said, gosh, like, hold on, remind me. So not compatible because she may not be decisive, right? So that's a component.
Yeah, and indecisiveness. I mean, just at their core, like thinking about yeah. a couple that's together every day, the Virgo is yeah. someone who needs consistency, who needs stability, yes. who is not a very spontaneous mm-hmm. person. But also what you're saying, I just want to say about her, like kind of switching it up, that kind of makes sense too. So Virgos, we are people pleasers. We will definitely put on like to like an extent, you know, as we need to, and really like, it's not like fooling people. It's just, we know the social masks like that.
You're good at it. Yeah. Have.
So it can come off as fake whenever then that kind of gets like switched up. So I can only imagine being put in this kind of situation. A Virgo, we want to perform. We want to be the best at everything that we do. There could be a strong component of it that she wants to win. And one thing about Virgos is we're going to make you fall in love with us. Like definitely.
Ah.
So that is like, I'm not surprised to hear she's doing a great job yep. at that. And like, you know, pulling that out like better than the other two are, because we like to win. We like to be in control. She's yes, clearly control. Doing that. Yeah. Also not surprised to hear about potential ulterior motives, because Virgos are earth signs, which some can read as being materialistic, but we're very success and even money motivated people. That's where kind of the need for stability, for a strong foundation mm-hmm. comes from. Like, we're going to make sure we have that for ourselves, you know, apart from even relying on it in another person. So there's definitely a strong level of self-sufficiency there. So I'm yes. definitely not surprised to hear that, or that she's kind of coming out yeah. on top, because she's trying to win, like definitely, yeah. maybe even more so than the other two.
Oh my gosh.
This is crazy.
So much sense.
It makes so much sense. And actually, our guest from a couple weeks ago, Elizabeth, one of the things she didn't like about Daisy was she felt she was like kind of a controller. Like, she wanted to be in control of the situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, Daisy's upset because she's not in control yeah. of this. Mm-hmm. It's not her choice choosing him. He has right. to choose her. And
yeah.
she perceived it as like, she doesn't like that. And I was just like, that's interesting. But now that you're saying that, I'm like, well, that
yeah.
makes more sense now.
And her being so like sexual in that way, like you said, like you were like, oh, and she was doing this. So we're known for being like closet freaks, Virgos, like with the people that we yeah. choose to be with. But again, it's all about control. We yeah. have to be in control of the situation. Mm-hmm. Typically, we want to be the aggressor or the initiator of the situation. And that makes us happy. And that's then where we can feel more like, okay,
yeah.
we can let our hair down a little bit. We can be a little bit more spontaneous and carefree. When that control is taken away, definitely you're going to see that mood shift potentially mm-hmm. too. Wow. And that kind of other side coming out.
Yeah. Because I feel like Daisy does feel like she has this in the bag. Like, do you think so, Arena? I feel like she's kind of like, because like
yeah.
she doesn't, in the last episode, I didn't really get that sense that she's like nervous that he has a stronger connection with
yes, or
like
she's not at all.
She didn't really feel like, oh God, what if he doesn't choose me? She was kind of like, this is a fun experience. Like,
she's not at nervous. Like when she was in the beginning of the episode, she's walking and they show her in the hammock and she's just hanging out. Like, this
where
is
the other
a nice
ones
vacation.
Are like staring at the ocean.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, she's just like cool and calm and collected.
Yes.
And it's so different from Kelsey, who at first is like, okay, like I'm fine. Like, and then gets freaked out by the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. And then Rachel, who the whole time is just really anxious and just not her regular chill
really
self,
in her
because
head.
She knows yeah. her relationship. I think her intuition is telling her, you're not in that place, like you said, as the other women are. But yeah, Daisy's just like, I'm happy to be here. This is just a great
She's
experience.
Like, this has oh. been fun.
And then she tells him, Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. Like in this experience, like I've grown so much from it and you've really helped me. And it's like all these things, like, thank you for doing this and doing this. Not, I love you so much. I can't live without you. I want to scream it from the rooftop.
I don't want to live without you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so the Virgo is like, we don't need anyone. First of all, I would say that's like at our core, like that's never how the Virgo is going to like communicate. And our love language is definitely acts of service. So I'm not surprised to hear that's what she was saying to him. Like she's picking up those things, saying that she's appreciative of these kind of like task oriented things. That's so Virgo, like very earth sign oriented, like grounded in real tangible things, as opposed to the fire sign, the Aries, who's going to be very much more driven by emotion, a lot more quick to get upset and emotional.
Switch on it. Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then the,
crazy.
What's her name? Who's the Aquarius?
Rachel,
she's more likely to get in her head. And that's like you're saying, that's exactly what happened and become paralyzed by that anxiety. That's the air sign. That's the cerebral aspect of that.
This is everything. Oh my gosh.
Literally amazing, Natalie. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. Seriously, this is so good.
This is so much fun. We need to do this with other realities.
I know. It's just so interesting because like I'm not really into star signs, but I was like, this is a cool thing to do because I haven't really seen them do much of this with like The Bachelor. And I just feel like it's like, why not? You know, if we're going to pick someone, like I would love, I mean, they should have somebody on the show, like go get a cornbread or something.
That would be fun. It would be fun, but it may influence how people behave too. That may be like, they don't, you know, want to do that because it may influence how people behave. But I would not be surprised if, especially from what you're saying, if Daisy ends up winning it, if she totally wins him over and wins it, I don't know about the longevity of their relationship then, that he's going to actually, the Gemini man is going to want to be controlled to the extent that she's going to need to feel secure and safe like herself.
Another thing I just wanted to add, like when you said is something about like that she's an earth sign like Daisy and she needs control. She likes acts of service. There was an episode, it was a few episodes back where she actually asked him for a foot rub during a group date and he got the lotion out and like did a foot rub.
Totally fine with it.
No
Didn't
one does
that and
stuff.
I.
Like she was just like, oh, my feet hurt. Here you go. And like that was another thing where like, where did that come from, Daisy? Like, she's usually like, oh, like, haha, you know? And then all of a sudden, it's like, I need a foot rub. You gonna do it? And it's like,
it's so funny.
It was
so
funny.
Almost, that was probably a little test for her, too, because we do value acts of service so much. Mm-hmm. She wanted to see if he would do it. And that would be really, really important to her. That could be, like, arguably as important as him saying something of, like, intense endearment. Like, to us Virgos, we want to see your behavior.
So true.
And we'll do the same thing. Like, she's not going to maybe be the type to be lovey-dovey and say all of the cheesy things. That's not how we are. Like, we're about showing affection through our acts of service, doing things, even just nice little things for you. Like, that's how Virgos show that they care about people.
Has she done anything like that for him?
Like, nice things for
him?
Has she given
him anything? Or, I mean, she does check in with him verbally.
Does.
How are you doing?
And I feel like when they went to her hometown, for her, I think that was her act of service to show him like a nice time at the Christmas tree farm. And how beautiful it is. Let's go for a little hayride and all
hot
these
cocoa.
Things. Yeah, hot cocoa and the experience. And he just loved it. He was, you know, just like.
Yeah. Virgos are very thoughtful too. We're very thoughtful. So like anything like that, like we're definitely putting a lot of thought into it. And that like means a lot to us. So that definitely fits.
So I'm going to throw, do you think we can go on to like a little bit deeper of the predictions? I'm going to tell you something that's going on. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So our last episode, we see Kelsey, who is our Aries.
Yes.
You picked her number one. She writes a note to Joey that says, we need to talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
What do we think is going to happen here?
Oh, man.
Don't make me walk back what I said, Kelsey.
It could be nothing, though, right? Like, it could just they could be blowing it out of proportion on the show, right?
But don't you think, Julia, as an Aries, that's so very Aries, like wanting to talk about it right away, like whatever it is, just wanting to like get through, like not wanting to deal with negative emotions and wanting to like work through them. I think that's very Aries, but that's going to be another one of those things. Like, is he going to be able to deal with some of those more emotional tendencies that the Aries has, that he's not going to be able to just like get annoyed with it and be like, oh, I don't want to deal with this right now. Like the Gemini man might have a tendency to do. He's going to have to put up with those more, if he's going to be with the Aries woman, he's going to have to put up with that more emotional component of her personality, where she kind of needs that like level of
talking
about things and attention.
And I think in a teaser for next episode, it does show them having like a very deep talk about it. So I'm hoping he keeps her there, or like she stays, but I'm scared she's going to try or like leave. And then Daisy's going to, so this is my theory. I've been talking about this for, I think that Kelsey may like actually leave or like start to leave. And then Daisy finds out and is like, well, I don't want to be the like last person just because I'm here.
Yeah.
You know? Because
that's true.
We think that it's going to be Daisy and Kelsey. We think Rachel's probably going home tomorrow, which sucks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so then I'm like, oh my God, is Daisy going to leave? Because she doesn't want, like, she completely loses control if that's the case, right? Because it's not even him picking her, really.
I fully agree with you that, Daisy is not going to want to win in that manner. That's not going to be satisfying for her as a Virgo. No. Definitely not. Like a shoe-in because of that.
Yeah. But I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
And do you think, like, for Daisy, if it came down to it and for some reason she felt like, let's say it is Kelsey and Daisy at the end, and Daisy's feeling kind of like, I don't know if it's me. Do you think she would be the type that would be like, reject him first so she's not rejected? Or would it not matter to her?
Virgos definitely do not like rejection at all. It's not something that we are comfortable with. So I would say definitely that is a Virgo tendency, to be the one that leaves as opposed to being left and trying to be perceptive of like whether or not it's looking like a breakup is coming, you know, or whatever, and trying to get out ahead of that. I do think that's probably fair, but I don't know the tendency to which people actually do that on the show. Like, do they tend to leave? Like if they know they're going to lose?
Yeah. I don't know. I know people have left and like self-eliminated, but I don't
not
know.
Not this stage. This,
not at this stage. I don't think that happens.
Maybe the top 4 or 5.
Yeah, top 4. Like Serena did on her season with Matt James. She self-eliminated at the top 4. But when it gets to this point where it's about to be a proposal to one of two people, I don't think anyone's ever done that. So
if anything, it's usually the lead will break up with the person before the rose ceremony.
Yeah,
you know,
which is also
like,
rare,
hey, I'm not in love with you.
Okay.
And then they'll leave, and then it's one person. It's like, oh, go to the rose ceremony. Who's he going to give the rose to? It's like, we all know. But it's still nice. Yeah. They still do the whole shebang, even if it's only one person.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't be surprised if Kelsey left. If she felt like the emotions just became too much for her, just because, again, that is, Aries like are very strong. They're fighters. They're not people that give up easily, but they also are not people that like to be rejected either. I mean, not that anyone does, but the Aries sign doesn't take it well at all and would tend to be like deeper in their emotions about it. So I could see maybe that if she truly felt she wasn't going to win, that she would rather give up than have to go through the embarrassment of, you know, not being selected. But I also see the Aries female as not being easy to give up at all. So I feel like she can be strong and want to fight and stick it out too.
Yeah, Kelsey.
I think so too. Yeah. I think that she may do all this, not like for show, but I think she may, like what you said, Natalie, like just need to get the emotions out to get that reassurance to be strong again to continue, because I just feel like she would keep trying. I don't think Kelsey will really give up at this point, just because a little bit insecurity, because like at her hometowns she talked to her dad about it and they were like, you gotta just do it. And she even said like, I'm gonna do everything I can. If he doesn't choose me, I'm at peace with that, but I'm gonna do, like, I'm gonna stick it out, I'm gonna show him that I care. And like, I feel like she has that potential, but like, I don't know, this last episode, the Leslie, the runner-up from the Golden Bachelorette, or Golden Bachelor, really got in her head. She was
it probably was already kind of in her, even though I know Leslie planted that in her head. I'm sure Kelsey was already kind of like, I don't know. But like, I do hope Kelsey just sticks through it and keeps fighting, because I really feel like you even said so yourself, Natalie, like she's the top most compatible. And we both think Kelsey is the one.
We think that
one.
Too.
Well, we think she should be the one. Yeah. I mean, no offense to anyone else.
Yeah, but he really has this like adoration for Daisy. Like,
for Daisy. It is.
There's definitely something very much there.
Yeah.
And it's almost to the point where we're like, whoa, like that's really intense feeling.
More so than Kelsey,
it seems more like sometimes. Everyday real. Yeah.
Yeah. Like with Kelsey, because even with their one-on-one date or their fantasy suite date in the night portion with Daisy, Joey offered the information to her that he's falling in love with her. With Kelsey, she had to say first, I am in love with you. And then he was like, oh, I'm falling in love with you. It's been this way for weeks. And he said all these beautiful things. So he believes it. I know he believes it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, why did he have to wait for Kelsey to do that? Or was it just timing? And it happens.
Yeah.
That's how it worked. And with Daisy, he was like, you know, oh, I just like, I need to tell you now. I just like,
and interestingly, Kelsey said, I love you.
Yes.
He said, I'm falling in love with you. Because he's careful, you
know.
I think we think he's really in love with her.
Yeah.
But with Daisy, he said, "I'm falling in love with you," and she goes, "I'm falling in love with you." She didn't say, "I love you."
Which is very Virgo. Again, that's very Virgo. We are not gonna
keep the cards close to chest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She is definitely. I'm not surprised to hear that at all. That she would not fully disclose and say, "I love you." Like I said, too, we're not very lovey-dovey people, Earth signs. Uh-huh. It doesn't mean that we don't feel those deep emotions, but we express them differently. So he probably even picked up on the fact that I got to say this to her first, you know, if I really want to get it out there and see how she feels, because she's not going to just like readily tell me. And I think maybe that level of mystery too is maybe pulling him in more as well.
I think so.
Yes, because it took a while for her to even say that she was falling in love with him. And in previous episode where they had their second one-on-one, she was like, I'm not going to say that I'm in love with him if I'm not really feeling it just to get a rose, you know, like it's like this whole time. I almost feel like she's been like, da, 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 and he's been like, oh, I just really, and she's been like, yeah, I'm not going to say it unless. Nothing wrong with that though, too. In the real world, like we've discussed, that's totally normal. It's just on this show, everything is sped up. So it's kind of like, you gotta lay it out there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And I think that she and Rachel are almost two sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Because
they are.
She is like barely doing anything and keeping his attention. And Rachel is now, she hasn't done much, but well, like she has, but it's been slower. But now she's doing everything and it's just not really.
It's just
she's ramping it up. And then you get into the like scary territory of like, you don't want her to be doing too much for him to perceive her as like, oh, she's just doing too much. And he starts to like the other girl more because she's just not seemingly not needing to try as hard.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's playing the game. Like I see the Virgo as being much better at playing the game than just earth signs in general would be, because we're just able to take emotion out of it easier. It doesn't mean it's not there, but like she's playing a win too. So she clearly knows what she's doing and she's not letting her emotion cloud her behavior that much.
And you know, again, she knows what she's doing. We don't know what her motive is. Maybe it is to win his heart. Maybe it is to, you know, get this like great following and take it
into
her home life and all her. She has a book. She works. And she has a singing interest in her life.
Well,
and
she's strategic.
She's very strategic. And then the other aspect, Natalie, is that they've been giving her this phenomenal edit. We talked about it, but like we call it the Bachelorette edit.
Mm-hmm.
So like if she's Bachelorette already, they know she has a great perception with the viewers.
Yeah.
And so like she could be playing all this for the Bachelorette title as well. Her opportunity to choose from 30 men
she wants to marry. She's in control.
Yeah.
That could be her.
That would be like the ultimate.
I know.
That would be the ultimate position of control for her. So like, I would be so interested, like if she does win, to see what it plays out into being, because that's a good hypothesis. I would think like especially with the book, everything else she has going on, it seems like that would be a better goal for her almost to try to land on the Bachelorette and use this as like a stepping stone. Like, oh, it'd be nice if this relationship worked out. But again, she's an earth sign. We're goal driven. We're driven by things we want to achieve. So it's like, yes, having a relationship is great, but it's not essential.
Yeah. And I think that's how she feels. I think she would love to be with Joey. I think she does really like him. And I think she is falling in love with him. And she keeps saying how hot he is and she's attracted to him and everything. But like, I don't know. Like, I feel like with Kelsey, it's like, she's very much like, I just really want to be with him and I just love him so much.
Miss
and
him.
I miss him so much. And with Daisy, and like we've said, no knock to anyone here, Daisy just does care about him, but it is more like,
how does he serve her?
Yeah. Like, she's not, I want to scream it from the rooftops. Like, that's not her.
She's really not like that. No.
And Kelsey is. And Kelsey.
She's like sweet, but it's like.
She's nice. I think she's nice.
She's nice. She's a good person.
She seems like a nice person who means like, well.
She just is positive. The same as him as he is to her.
Yeah.
I think that's, I'm just saying again, I think it's very Virgo too. Like, even so if that's not necessarily true, there is like, you can literally see memes about this. Like, if you follow astrology accounts, that Virgos tend to seek out people that are more into us than we are into them. And again, it's about control. It's really just control. It doesn't mean that there's not those feelings there.
Yeah.
But you also like, the Virgo woman doesn't want to feel out of control of her emotions either and be in the spot that Kelsey's in and be like, I miss him so much and I'm dying because he's not here. You know, like the Virgo woman does not want to feel that way. That's not a positive feeling. That's like, I'm now dependent on someone else to some extent, you know, for my happiness. And, you know, at the very least, even if she's feeling that way, she's probably not going to say that out loud.
Yeah. So true. Oh my gosh. This is so amazing, Natalie. Yeah. Like, I am just like, you were so right on. With
you really were. We can't believe it.
It's like, oh my gosh. And this is why I was saying before, and like, I know that you mentioned this, but I feel like there is something to these signs. There's something to when we're born and who we are as people and how we may connect or seek out people, just not on purpose, but like intuitively, we're drawn to certain types of people. And it's just really amazing though. Like, it's so,
interesting.
Wow. Like, I can't.
I'll
also just say, like, with Gemini and Virgo too, like how I mentioned that they're kind of opposing even in the zodiac. We know opposites attract though too. Yeah. So it's like, even if they're not a good fit, they're still going to like, you know, they're still going to be drawn to each other, potentially even more so, you know,
because they are, I think, physically too.
Yeah, and if they're so drawn to each other, maybe they can make it work, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's certainly possible, you know? Like I said, like oftentimes people are not matching with someone of their same sign or in their same house, you know? Right. So it's often someone who, maybe it's not their sister sign, but it could be someone who's not technically compatible. And that's where it's helpful to know about astrology, because you can look into all these things and figure out, oh, what do I maybe need to work on versus the other person to actually make this work long term.
Yeah, no. And I want to just like, for our listeners and viewers, could we go a little bit more into, so what is it that you mean when you say like in the same house? Like when you're talking about the signs, like they may be attracted to someone who's not in that.
Yeah. So you have your fire signs and your air signs and your water signs and your earth signs. So those would be
those
like
the houses.
Yeah. That they're in. Okay. So like earth signs are really grounded. You know, like I said, we tend to maybe even be seen as more low empathy people, at least like how we come off. We're very motivated and tapped by goals and success, task oriented. Fire signs are very driven by emotion, but also behaviors in terms of being strong leaders, like ambitious, strong personalities as well. Air signs being more cerebral, being more, you know, mental in their motives. Like I described them as eccentric also and quirky too. And then which one did I not say? Air sign, fire sign, or some water signs. Water signs are like fully driven by their emotions, but they're also known as being the more chill signs typically too. So like a Virgo's sister sign, like perfect match, is actually a Pisces, because they really balance out all of our kind of like straight edgeness, you know. They're like the most chill kind of water sign. Yeah. So, but you're not often attracted to that person. So,
yeah. This has been so interesting, Nat.
Yeah, it really has.
Yeah. I love this.
And I hope this is exciting. This, like, again, let's do this like every season that we do and every show that we cover.
I think the top three is perfect.
No, we definitely showed it was fun. And I will keep in tune to the podcast so that I know what happens. Yeah.
And honestly, I think it honestly just like confirms everything that we've thought, right, Arena? Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm more confident in like what we've been saying this past few episodes now that we're getting deeper into the relationships. But I just am like, oh, yes, that is what we were thinking. Like, that is how it feels. So, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. Obviously, the stars will align for anyone, right? It's up to the universe. But like in the end, like if it does align in the way you describe, like, wow, like you may have gained a star sign girl over here because it's so interesting. May have to look into my moon sign and stuff.
I know.
You've always been like, oh, if you want to know more. And I'm like, it's so
I know. I'm like, yes, let me do your whole birth chart for
now
you.
Now Julia's like, yes. You know?
maybe for like my son. We can do our kids stuff. Yeah. Start there.
Yeah. So I know it'll be fun to do our kids. It will be fun, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. So this has been so great. Again, thank you so much for joining us, Natalie, on this episode of Bachelor Buzz Podcast and talking about astrology and the signs of the last three, as well as Joey. And we really do look forward, like Julia said, to see what happens and see how this all plays out. Because like Julia was saying, like, you're definitely justifying everything that we've talked about and definitely like, scary makes sense to us. Yes. Yeah. And plus, I think we're just really good at this, Julia. So, I mean,
obviously.
No, I love it. And I think our listeners will also just love hearing about it. I mean, this is just so interesting learning about the astrology aspect of it and like what it is and how it can shape human behavior and relationships. So, I mean, if we can get their birthday or their birth times. We'll have to do another episode, but this alone, I think, gave us a lot.
Yeah, we know we did get a lot out of it. I don't know if you've ever seen this. There's funny memes too about like, if she asks you for your birth time, like run, you know?
Yeah.
So like, they'll probably know. If you hit them up and ask them, they'll be like, oh no, they're trying to do my birth chart. Right? No thanks.
I know, right? Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool though. But we'll see in the future as the show goes on, our show. We'll get to a point.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for sure. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining.
That's it for today.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And
bye.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye.